We are on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Almane l'kayin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyet, min ha'eresen l'yoichlo betrume. So it's speaking about an almane made eresen with a kayin gadol. So the Tana Kama holds l'yoichlo betrume. So Rashi in the Mishnah says min ha'eresen l'yoichlo betrume. As soon as she got married, the Amona got married to a Kohen Gadol, the Grusha got married to a Kohen Hedyet, Kedushe Aveira, Nivsilo Milechel Betrume Deveinosha Im Bas Kohen. If she is a Bas Kohen, so she loses her Schus Achilas Trume because she became Mu'ureses. Here Rashi mentions Kedushei Aveira. The Kedushei Aveira passes her from eating Trumim. Rabbi Elozer v'Rab Shimon Machshirim. Let's see Rashi. Rabbi Elozer v'Rab Shimon Machshirim Ad Shetiboy Loi V'Seyosa Chalolo. Until she'll become a Nesu and she'll be Nivol, then she'll become a Chalolo. How do we know she becomes a halol kedersiv lo yechalol zaroi? So we darshan the double lamed shnei chilulim when there's a bia of yisurei kahune, so two chilulim are created, echad lo ve'echad lezaro. So there's a machlokes if the eresin passes her from eating truma. Rameya, that's a Tana Kam holds that it passes, and Rabbi Lezev and Rabbi Shimon say it doesn't passel. Nis'armelo oynis garshu. Now what happens if this issue is ended? He died or he gave her a get. Is minha nisuin. So if there had already been nisuin, psulots. There was nisuin, so she became nivel, so she can't eat too many more. She's a halola. Min ha'eresen k'sheres. That means a filu, according to Rameya, the Rameya holds that there's chala pasles, that's called man she's married. But after the issues ended, so she becomes mutter again to eat rume. Min ha'nesuim psulei zakt rashi, the shav yechalola bibiyosai. Min eresen sheres, da fula Rameya loy posel min eresen ele bechayeya. Rameya only paseled kol's man, the husbands were alive. The mishtameres lebi epsula. She was oimid lehi boil. A bi epsula. That means every arusa is oimid lehi nose and to become nivol. And memela, if she'll become nivol from her husband, she'll become a chalola. Avomei sulei, but if they died in this matzav of mishtameres labi yipsulem, his nifsak, so now she's permitted to eat truma. Tanya omar Rab Meir kal v'chayma. So Rab Meir said a kal v'chayma. Kuma kedushei rishus ein machilem. Madoch kedushei rishus. Kedusha Rishus, we'll see, means that a Bas Koyin married a Yisrael. It's Kedushin. Ein Machilin, it is not Machil. And what Ein Machilin means, not only it's not Machil, but it passes her from her Schus Achila, a Bas Koyin marries a Yisrael. Is Kozman, she wasn't married to Yisrael, she ate Tumit. She married a Yisrael. There's no Aveire. So she loses her Schus Achille. Kedushe Aveire. That's a Kedushe Rishus. It's not, there's no Isser in the Kedushin. Afal Pikein, it passes. Kedushe Aveire Leikolshkein. Here she married a Grusha Lekoyin Hedyet, a Mona Lekoyin Godel. It's Kedushe Aveira Loi Kolshkein. It should zicha pasel. So Rameir is saying a kal v'chayma. Omru Loi, so the Chachomim told him, this is Rab Lazar v'Rab Shimon, לאי אם אמרת בקדושי רשוס, שכן אין לו להחיל במוקים אחר. בקדושי רשוס, the first case, so this person who she married to is not בקויח להחיל. תאמר בקדושי עבירה, מה שאין כן the case of our Mishnah, שכן יש לו להחיל במוקים אחר. The husband is bekoyach lahachil b'mokim achar. That means he's a kohen. Her, he can't be machil, but he can be machil someone else. Ma she'en kein b'kedushe rishus, he can't be machil anyone. We have to understand the Kal V'chaimer and the Dichui of the Chachomim. I saw in Birchas Avrom, he wants to explain the Machloikis as follows. Rav Meir made a Kal V'chaimer from a Baskoyin that's Koni Li Yisrael. A baskoyin that is mu'uresas li Yisrael. She doesn't eat trume. That's kedushe rishus. Savad de gevis kedushe aveira. So he says we could clear a chakire. A baskoyin that marries a Yisrael. That's an arusa mu'uresas li Yisrael. That she doesn't eat trume. What is the lomdus in this halacha? So you could learn two ways. We could learn that Eirison is a kinyan liyois she'eroi. That means by nisuin she becomes she'eroi. By nisuin she becomes bosar echot with the husband. By nisuin she becomes ishtei kigufoi. So Eirison is a kinyan to become a she'eroi. That is the kinyan erison. I once heard b'shem Rab Reuven Zachayin Levroche, Rab Reuven said this yisod, and he says, we find very interesting that a person is mekadesh ha'isha al-menah she'ein l'cho alai she'er ksus vo'eino. So it's a shaylef master mashe kosu b'toyra. But l'chayre he asked, the chiyiv she'er ksus vo'eino comes by the nesuin. So what are you talking about the erison? So it seems the erison is the stepping stone for the nesuin. It's a kinyan to make the nesuin. It's not two things. It's a kinyan to make the nesuin. It's a kinyan to make, that means this is the haskolas on the nesuin. So we could hear that if the Torah asked Abbas Koyin, she's not permitted to eat trume because she's ma'uris to a Koyin, to a Yisrael. Abbas Koyin is not permitted to eat trume because she's ma'uris to Yisrael. That means from the Erison already, that means by Nisuin, so she's like a Yisrael. She's like him. Erison, she's a knuya liyay sheiroi. So she has already by the erison the psulim of the nesuin. That's why an arusa is also to itrum. That's how Rameya understood it. So Rameya said, so avadi gevis by kedushe avere, she should zicher have the psulim of the nesuin by the erison already. So what's the Kal V'chaimer? What is the Kal V'chaimer? So he wants to say as follows. The psul having a din zol is only a temporary psul. That means as soon as her husband dies, she's permitted again to eat trumim. The psul of being nivol by Isur Ekune is an ilomistic psul. And if you say that in the Eirison, the psulim start already, that means she's knuya liyay sheiroi, that means in the erison it is already the nisuin is kolol in the erison, what will be in the nisuin is kolol in the erison. So madach by madach by kedusha rishus, that the psul is only a psul. It's only a psul's money. It's only a psul because man, the husband is alive. Husband dies, she's permitted to eat truma again. She's again a baskoim. It's only a psul's money. Af al pikein. And the erisin is chal already this psul. Kedushe aveira. What the nisuin is a psul eilami. She'll become a chalol eilam. Avadi givis, the psul should be chal in the erisin also. That was Rameyus Kal Vachomer, and let's breathe a little easier from a lot of Mefoshim. It seems it's Adarabonon the Kipsul, but Al Kaponim in Adarabonon that was Rameyus Deher, that the Psulein Nisuin should be Chal in Deiris. The Chachomim, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon, told Rameyah, no, we learn in Longdus a different pshat in Erisin. Not in Erisin, pshat is that we have the Nisuin in the Erisin. No. In Erisin, the din is a woman, a baskoyin, who's koni, li Yisrael, she's koni, not because this is already the Nisuin and this is knuya li Yisrael. A knuya li Yisrael is not permitted to trume. That's a knuya li Yisrael. Here she's a knuya li koyin. He's a koyin. He could be machal someone else to me. So memeles of being konui to him. So she should lose her din to itrume. He is a machal. He could be machal someone else. So they told him there's no tushtel. There's no dimyan between a knuya li Yisrael and a knuya li koyin. A knuya li Yisrael, that's the gzeiris ha-kosub, a bas koyin ki siya li izo, a bas koyin becomes an arusa to izo, so that alone the kinyin to a Yisrael, she loses her din trume. Her din achilas trume, a bas koyin loses the din achilas trume by being konuy li Yisrael. Masha enken over here, he's a machl. This, her husband can make a Bas Yisraeli trume. So Memela be koni to him, she should lose her din trume. Chalolis. She'll be boyala with the Nisuin. Then she'll become a chalola. We're not up to there now with the Erisin. By the Erisin, we're speaking about Trukin and Kinyonim. So Erisin of a Bas Koyin li Yisrael is a Kinyon to a Yisrael. Erisin of a Bas Koyin to a koyin is a kinyan to a koyin. So a melech should passel. If he could be machel someone else, it should passel. It's a very beautiful pshat. Be'etzim to me mevaya de machloikis. Now, lechere the ikedogish kedushe reshus and kedushe aveire. Lechere, that's not the ikedogish. It's not the reshus and aveira, then it would seem that this kedushin is an aveira, this kedushin is permissible. It's l'cheret ananda revolt. But Al Kaponim, that's how he wants to say pshat in the machloikis. Let us see Rashi. Ma kedushe reshus kegoin Yisroel shekidesh baskoin she'ein kedushe ha'aveira. The kedushin is not an aveira. Rashi is madgish, it's not an aveire. Ein machilin kloima, ein menichin oisei lechel. Now Rashi had a tremendous problem. If we're speaking about a baskoyin li Yisrael, so it's not that it's not machel. He doesn't have to be machel, or she was eating before because she's a baskoyin. So Rashi says we have to learn the word ein machilin with a grain of salt. Kloima. Ein menichin oison lechel. We don't let her eat. That's not machel. That's not lekamol. Heirisin poislin bepekamon lekain godol. Toimer bekdushi aveire sheyeshloi lekoyin ze lahachil bemokim achir. So the Chachamim said that kedushi aveire, this koyin is a machel. Beruyeloi. So he's a machel. So getting married to a koyin who is be'etzem amachel, that can passel her. Kach shamati, So Rashi says, this pshat I heard, that what? That the Mishnah is speaking about Abbas Koyin Li Yisrael, Abbas Koyin Le Koyin, V'libi Megamgim, Chode Da Einza Loshen Ashas. The Loshen is not Meduyik. Bochi Iboy Leila Meima, Uma Kiddushe Rishus Poislin, not Ein Machilin. If Kiddushe Rishus means is Abbas Koyin Shenises Li Yisrael, so Kedusha Rishus passels. So Kedusha Aveir should zicha passel. Let us stop over here and we'll learn the Gemara further to understand the second kasha of Rashi. Let's go further. Omar Rabbi Loza, Omar Rabbi Shaya, Petzue Daka Koyin Shekidesh Bas Yisrael. A Petzue Daka Koyin, a Petzue Daka is from Pesule Kol, Shekidesh Bas Yisrael, Bonu Lamachloikes, Rameya, Verabuloza, Verab Shimon. So the same Machloikes, what we have in our Mishnah, Grusha, Lekoyen Hedyet, Amon, Lekoyen Godel, the same Machloikes will be by a Ptsua Dake that married a Bas Yisrael. Bonu Machloikes, Rameya, Verabuloza, Verab Shimon. Le Rameya, the Oma Mishtameres, Lebi Yipsula, Diarais, Eloy Ochlo, according to Rameya, that Rameya said, that Bishas the Eresin, she's Mishtameres Lebiya Psula de Raisa, that means she's Oymed Lehi Boil, Abiya Psula de Raisa, is Loy Ochlo, if it's Possel Minatoira Loy Ochlo, Konami Loy Ochlo, she's Oymed to become Niseis to Abtsua Dake, and that's Abiya Psula de Raisa. Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Shimon, the Omri, Mishtameres Lebi Yepsula Di Yeraisa Ochlo, according to Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Shimon, that's as a grusha that's Mishtameres Leboil from a Koyin Hedyet. So it's Ochlo, Yod Ochlo. It's Honami Ochlo. So it's also Ochlo. Just let's see the last line, Petzua Dake, we'll come back to the middle soon. Petzua Dake, Sarashi says, Mishtameres Lebi Yepsula, they are icy, she's Mishtameres Lebi Yepsula. Agav Ulche, there's the Karen Eure here, is Ma'ure, there's a Rajben, in the beginning of Perika Oru. Now, Bi Yepsula means, let's see the next Rashi, Honami Ochlo, according to Rabbi Lazar B'Shimon, she'll also eat the Kenyan Kaspoi who Bo'eichelos Tvar Teire Ad Vadaboylo Deshavye Chalolo Ochlo Till he'll be Boylo and he'll make her a Chalolo, he'll be Ochlo. We'll speak soon about this Rashi, but Al Kaponim Rashi says that when he's Boyle her, he passels her. Now the Shaila is, Kan Shaila Ben, why does he passel her? Why does a Ptsua Dake passel a Baskoin, or a Basisol, why does he passel up? Let us appreciate the Shaila. The Gemara says later in Amon Alekoin Godol, there's different poislim, there's a Psul of Zoyne, that's by Chai Bekrisis, there's a Psul of Baskoin Kisiyah Le'ish Zor, he betrumas HaKadoshim Lo'isoichel. So the Gemara says, Baskoin Kisiyah Le'ish Zor, Zor Etzlo Me'ikore. A person who always was a Zor, a Mamzer, a Nosan, a Cholo, that passels her. So, Fretzach the Rashbi in Ha'oru, a Psuadak is not a Zor Etzlo Me'ikore, he became a Psuadak when he was 28 years old. So, I mean, that's not called a Zor Etzlo Mikor. Zor Etzlo Mikor means he always was Osita. He always was a Poisel. Here he became a Poisel. The Gemara says later, Marz Grushosa, he will not passel. It's not a Zor Etzlo Mikor. Zor Etzlo Mikor means Mikor. So the Rashba says in the Orul that it would seem by Psulei Kol, you don't need Zor Etzlo Mikor. The Gemara says, Marz Grushosa, that's not Psulei Kol. So there it doesn't passel about Psulei Kol passel. So that's one yisod over here. We see from our Gemara that Psulei Kol passel, even though it's not a Zor Etzlo Meikol. Now let us we just said over Arashi, which is a Shrek Lech Arashi, and Arashi will find a few places. So Rashi says, according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon, she'll be permitted to eat ad the boila the shavya halala ochlo. He'll be boil her and he'll make her a halala, so then she'll eat. Now here, the Ashrishakim and the Rishash is Ma'ira, he never make her a halala. A halala is psulei kohunim. This is psulei, the psulei kol, if asken kisili zo, he betrumas hakadoshim loiseichel, that's a different psula. It's a psula of loiseichel, but it's not halala. This Rashi is in a few places. The Rashi at the beginning of the Oral also says the same thing. And there the Rashi asks on Rashi that you don't have, that a psulei kohol will not make halolas. So, Rabbi Lozor Omar Rabbi Shaye had said, our Mishnah is speaking about Isurei Kohune. Amon Elokein Godel, Grushim Chutz Elokein Hedyet. And Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi Shaye said the same thing will apply by Abbas Yisrael, Shekid, Shenisarsa, Lepetsua Dake Koin. So the Gemara says, it's not that Rabbi Shaye made a Zustel, it's not a Zustel, Mimai. Dilma ad kan loy komri Rabbi Lozor va Rabbi Shimon hosom elo di yesh loy lahachel b'moke mache. Rabbi Lozor va Rabbi Shimon said alom this. Being konui to a person who's bekoyich to be machel someone else betrume, that can't passel. If he's a machel, being konui to a machel, that should passel of eating trume. Nothing happened to her. She's konui to a machel. So Mamela, so a Kohen Hedyet is a machel, a Kohen Godel is a machel, fine. But over here, a Petsua Daki can't be machel anyone. We're saying a Petsua Daki can't be machel. The whole Lomdus is because there is, the whole Chachamim was because there is a place where he could be machel. So Mamela, even though here, so that's why here he can't be a Poisel, it can't be, because there's some place he's machel behedyet. A Petsua Daki can never be Machel, whoever he'll marry, he's a Petsua Daki, he's Petsua Leiko. That was the Gemara's Kash. Adka Leikomi Rabbi Lozor Rabbi Shimon Osam, Ela Diyesh Le Lahachel B'Mokim Achel. Aval Hoche De'ein Le Lahachel B'Mokim Achel, Loi. So Memele, so therefore, the Gemara is asking a Kasha on Rabbi Lozor Omer Rabbi Shaya. Let's just finish the Rashi's on Daphnun Zayin. Hoch ein lo lahache ba boke mache, shein loche isha shemeteres lo, he's posel a kol. Now let's go back to the Rashi, we were in the middle of a Rashi. He says, Rashi had said over, that Rashi heard pshat from his Rebbes, that our Mishnah is speaking about Abbas Koyin, Koyin Grushe, and Rameo says that, so just Madach Dushi Rishu, saying Machilim Dushi Veira, like Kolshke, that's not Machil. So, the Ein Machilim was very schwer, talking about Abbas Koyin, so it's not Ein Machilim, Ein Manichin Lo Yisolecho. So Rashi says, in Digdok that's not good. The Gemara should have said, Rocha Bitchaktana, Mak Dushe Rishus, Poislim, is Dushe Aveir about the Givis is Poisl. Vo'oit, Midekoma Rabbi Shai, Rashi, let's look at the next Gemara. Ptsua Dako Koyen Shekideish Bas Yisrael. Oh, here he said, Klo, that he married a Bas Yisrael, not he married a Bas Koyen. Bonu lamachloikis, Rameya v'Rabbi Lozor. Lektoni p'tsua dake koyin shekidish bas koyin. It said, p'tsua dake koyin shekidish bas Yisrael. Shmami no de plukte de masnissen labe bas koyin lechudehi. That the machloikis is not by a bas koyin. The imkain, if the machloikis would be by a bas koyin, heichi motzi Rabbi Shaya lemeima, Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Shimon, Ochlo, Eime Dome Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi Shimon, Bebaskoyim, Yisrael Miyamri. That means, if we will say that Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi Shimon says that it doesn't passel her. That's what Rabbi Lozor and Shimon said. A Baskoyim married a Grusha, a Baskoyim Grusha married a Koyim, It doesn't passel, it doesn't take away Adin Achila. So Memele, fine. So Rabbi Shai could say, so Memele, Abbas Yisrael will marry a coin, will give Adin Achila. They never said this. They just said it can't take away Adin Achila. That's the whole machloikis. If our Mishnah is speaking about Abbas Koyim, that's the Kavuchayim, or Baskayim Shenis Arso Lekoyin, and she's a Grusha. So here the Dian is, does she lose her Schus Achila? Good! So the Meir says she loses, the Chum says she doesn't lose. But all of a sudden Rabbi Shai jumped the gun. Rabbi Shai said, according to Rabbi Loza, she'll get it in Achila's Trum, according to Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon. Where did we see such a thing? The Rabbi Lazar of Shimon holds that he can give Adin Achila. Is therefore Lo Shenacher Vehuike Amon Elekoyin Godol. Now Rashi can go back the Mishnah, Nupshat in the Mishnah, Aisof on the Pshat in the Mishnah. Amon Elekoyin Godol Grusha Vechulutza Elekoyin Hedyet. Min ha'eresin lo yoichlo betrume. So the male lo yoichlo betrume. Bein bebas koin. Bein bebas Yisrael kamayri. The Mishnah is speaking about all cases. That Rameya said that Abfaya bas koin he passels, Abbas Yisrael won't be machel. Bebas koin kedefrishes, that he passels. Bebas Yisrael. Now, how could he be machel? Now, this is a big problem. Narusa, forget about a grusha lekayin hedyet. And Narusa doesn't eat truma Narusa doesn't eat truma till nesuin. So memela. So if we're speaking about a bas yisrael, so stamazay, what's the shail over here? So Rashi says va'alibe de mishne rishayne. The Oma Biksubis, Egiyaz Man, Voloinisu, Oichles Mishaloi, Voichles Petrume. The Mishnah Rishayne says that if when they made Eresen, they were Keveyaz Man Nesuni. And Egiyaz Man, Voloinisu, this man came, and the Oros is not being Mishtadl to marry her. So the din is oichlis mishaloi. So Rabid, you're not making the suin. Your chiyuvim start already. You have to give mezaynes, but oichlis betrume, and she eats trume. One of the svaras is we had said one of the reasons an arusa does not eat trume shematashke acher b'achyesel. But if it's a giyaz man, he takes on his house already. And then she's eating by him already. So the gzeirav shematashke seems doesn't apply when he's giving some mezainis. Anyway, so it's going according to the Mishnah Rishayne that holds after a goas man, she's still in Arusa, she still eats truma. She still eats truma. So Mamela, so we are speaking about now, is this Arusa permitted to eat truma? Become a Rab Meir, Almona LeKoyin Godol, Af Al Pi the Kedusha of Kedushin, even though the Kedushin is a Kedushin, the Kinyan Kaspayu, that means Mina Toire, this Almona should eat Trume, this is Kinyan Kaspay, Loisoichel Betrume Kishar Arusais LeKoyim, this Yisraelis will not eat Trume like Shar Arusais that eat Shoichlois Mina Toire. My time, the Mishnah Meres, Labiyas Aveira, she's oimed to become nivul, by the Eresen, she's oimed to become nivul, Labiyas Aveira. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon Machshirin, Kinyan Kaspoy, what do you mean? I mean, she's Narusa, and she's Kinyan Kaspoy. V'imishum Chalol, Harei Kozman, Shleibo, Le'eloi Nischalo, she's not a Chalola. Mishtameres, that's when it'll happen, then we'll start talking. But Kol's man, she's just knuya to a koyin fakert. He's machel betrume. The koyin is machel betrume. Because Eresen is bim, a kinye kasper, yoich lo belachme. Nisal moloi nisgarshu mina kahanem alolo, mina Eresen, ksheirois, linose le kahanem, im nisal mono. if it's allowed to get married to Kahan. If we're speaking about Yisraelis, so we have to say, not just Ksheiris to Yitrume, she won Yitrume after he dies. It means she's allowed to marry a Koy. V'gabi Grusha, in Baskoyni, Ksheira Litrume. In this Garsha, we have to say, it's only speaking about a Baskoyin, because, what will you say about Yisrael is kosher? She doesn't need Trume, she doesn't, she's not even permitted to marry a Koy. So this is talking about a Baskoyin. Mina nesuim psulois the shav yichalola. Fine. So what did Rashi accomplish so far? That the machloikis, Rab Meir and the Rab Lazar Rab Shimon is speaking about saya bas Yisrael and saya bas koyim. That's what Rashi accomplished. Now the lashon is good. Fine. Everything is good. Now. So we have to be realistic. So let's just talk about Abbas. We're speaking about Abbas Yisrael. So Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says Abbas Yisrael she nis'arsa l'koyin, she's a grusha, she's permitted to eat truma. That's what Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says. And Rabbi Meir holds she's not permitted to eat truma. So the shaila is he machal or he's not machal? That's the shaila. Is he machal this bas Yisrael? And on this shaila, Rab Meir made a kal v'chaima. Now the kal v'chaima, Rashi held, has to be talking about, we're talking about a bas Yisrael over here. That means the Rabbi Lazar Shimon said, you're machal a bas Yisrael, and Rabbi Lazar, and Rab Meir said, you're not machal a bas Yisrael. So we have to understand the kal v'chaima by a bas Yisrael. So let's start thinking. So what's the kal v'chaima? Ma doch Abbas Yisrael that married a Yisrael doesn't need truma. So Abbas a Yisrael that's kedusha rishus. Abbas Yisrael that married a kohen kedusha avera, she zicha shouldn't need truma. It's very modern the kal v'chaima. Now let us see Rashi. Let us and then they say no. Here he's a machal, here he's not a machal. Let us see Rashi now. Kuma kedushay rishus. Yisroel shekidesh bas Yisroel, because that's what we're talking about. Ein machilo betrume, so a bas Yisroel marries a Yisroel, an Arusal Yisroel. She doesn't eat trume. So kedushay avere, she eat trume. So be machal betrume. Kedushe avere kugen eilu leikolshke. Now, on this kal v'chaima, what did Rabbi Lezer, what were they matche? Is loy ima marta be kedushe rishu shekein ein loy lahachel b'mokim hacha. By kedushe rishu, he can be machal b'mokim hacha. So what does Rashi say? Bemokim acher, afilu niseis. Afilu she's married to him. He also can't be machel. Taima b'kedushi averish, yesh lo lahachel b'ruuy aloy. Now this is shreklich. We have to understand, they told him, no, over there, even when she marries him, he can't be machal betrume. So Mamela over here, so there, versteht sich. So there for Eirisen also, he can't be machal, because when she marries, he also can't be machal. But over here, he can be machal. Now here she married someone who's bekoich to be machal. It's very difficult to understand Rashi. Lulei de Mistafine, I'd like to try to say Ashtikol Pshat in Rashi. At once mentioned, I heard B'Shem Rabbah and Zecheinu Levrochem that there are two psukim in the Torah that a koyin, a eishes koyin eats truma. A Yisrael, that's an eishes koyin, a bas Yisrael, that's an eishes koyin, eats truma. One pasuk is koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoi. Hashem Ksuba says he was koyin with kesef. She's koyin with kesef, isha niknes bekesef. So yoicha, she eats truma. And then there's another pasuk, the Sefri Darshan's called Teir Bebeischa Yoichel Kodesh. It's speaking about that a Nesua eats Trume. So this is very interesting. Min ha-toyre, we know mit Rabbona Narusa, doesn't it come in the sweet tumah, but we're talking about min ha-toyre, there are two psukim that tell us that a Bas Yisrael that gets married to a Kohen eats Trume. A Bas Yisrael that's an Arusa to a Kohen eats Trume min ha-toyre. And a Bas Yisrael that's an Nesua to a Kohen also eats Trume. So Rabbi Aaron Zechayin Lavroche said, what's pshat in these two psukim? So Rabbi Aaron said, there are two different dinim. I'd like to be magdim. There's a Moiridike Rambam in the Seif Peirik Kama de Gitten. The Rambam says, he says that when Eved Knani eats Trume, he says, that's not a mile to the Eved. A Nebuchadnani shall kain eats Trume. He says, just like a behemoth shall kain eats Trume. So, it's a Medav Sechofstown for the behemoth. It's a Psagerotten the behemoth. Kinyin Kasper Yoichel Boyat Belachme. That's if you're koni to a kain, get a schus echil eats Trume. So, Nebuchadnani is koni to a kain, so he eats Trume. Al Koponi, belonging to a kain, gives certain rights and privileges. You'll out eat Trume. But you, this is a behemoth, and this is an Nebuchadnani. I'm a doy melechamer. It's not it. A Bas Yisroel that's konoy to a kohen also eats trume. She's a Bas Yisroel. She's a Bas Yisroel that eats trume. Because she's konoy to a kohen. That's an aruse. A nesue kol toye beveischo yoichol koidish, she eats out her own din. She becomes a kohenes. She gets kedushas kun already. And it's very good way mentioned before, because by nisuyin, ishtay kiguf, evahoyu lebosar echad, she becomes a shtikoyin. Now she eats al her own din, not because she's koni to the koin. She eats al her own din. So memele, nisuyin is moisif mailis in the isha. Watch that it's Moisef Miles and the Isha, that in Nisuin she becomes what he is. In Eirisin, she's Koni to him. In Nisuin she gets his Miles. So it could be that's what the Chachamim told him. The Chachamim said, you're bringing me a guy from Bas Yisrael to Yisrael. A Bas Yisrael to Yisrael, even when she'll get his Miles, Not be koni to him. A fellow, when she gets his milah, she also can eat trume, because he can't eat trume. That's what Rashi is saying. A fellow nises. That means, pashtetzach, a nesue is better than an aruse. She gets the milah of the husband. But a bas Yisrael Yisrael, she'll get his milah, whatever his milah are. Ishtay kegufoy. But al kapalim, she still won't eat trume. So vashteitzach, some amela. So therefore, being koni to him also can eat trume. But over here, she's koni to a koyin who's a machal acherim. So why should she, so why can't she eat trume? Why can't he, als eres and als kinyan kasper, he's a machal. Here she's koni to a machal. He can be machal someone else. So I mean, l'chayre, if it's the rabbonans, we can understand it very well. This is like achuchet lula. This kohen can be machal someone else, and so why her can't she? Well, not achuchet lula. So why can't he be machal to her also? She's koni to a machal. She's koni to a person who's a machal. He's machal achayrim. So why can't he be machal her? A halola, she didn't become a halola. When she become a halola, that's a new story. The vile, she's kinyan kaspay of a koin. And the vada givis by a bas koin le koin, so zicha shouldn't pass a lot. Let us see Taisvus. Mina eresin loy yoichlu. Perish bekuntris beloshin shayni. Venira loyike, Rashi likes this psha. The Airi bein bebas koyin bein bebas Yisrael. The Ramei apostle afilu bebas koyin v'abolozim avshim b'machshirin afilu bebas Yisrael. Nesalmon is garshim in Eirisin ksheiroi. So what's the title ksheiroi? So we're speaking about Abbas Yisrael. Leishayach ksheiros bebas Yisrael. Oli nosi lekuna. Ksheiros can only be shalat to marry a koyin. The betrume loyachlov. She's Abbas Yisrael. It's not kosher to trume. ובנסגר שלא ישייך אפילו לנוסה, so what's the type נסגר, so what is she kosher for? She's a bas Yisrael. יש לפורש בנסגר שאם בסקוין היא קשרה לתרומה. בגמרא דקאמר מה קדושי רשות אין מאכילן בישראל אין מאכילן בישראל שקידיש בס ישראל קאמר וקושר לרי דמה קל וחיימר וזה הקל וחיימר מה דרך הישראל נמח על הבס ישראל עבד גביס הקוין שין בי מאכל הבס ישראל וכיוון דלקת צעדקו נקלר מאין להם להח אלו איסן הקידושן פסקל וחיימה how could you build from over there ופשטי צריך יקן בי מאכל because there's no צעדקו הונה בואי תקשר רב מושה קוין והייך יחל בס ישראל רשי said רשי the problem הנרוסה בכלל doesn't need תרום if we're speaking about הנרוסה so רשי said it's speaking about הגיע זמן ספרדיק שרב מוישה קוין והייך יחל בס ישראל בהגו הזמן תפסול איך לא ישח איכלס משלוי ואיכלס בתרומה כדי יומה בייש מטורס בעמוד והויצי קוין מזויני ישלו that means we'll be מסכני שגיבה מזוינס we want you to give her a get שוי משמיים so there's a takon the time came you didn't get married it's a time to give a get not to get married not to make nesuin we were בעמוד והויצי קוין so she eats מזוינס now ונראה דה בס קוין העיריק דה פרש בקונטרס בלושן ריש מספינגה בעלה בס קוין לישראל בגמור גוריס מקדוש הרשוס נרש ידה דקדק אין מאכילן פייסלן זו גוריס פייסלן נת אין מאכילן פייסלן חי גירסיס רבינו חננו הרש ידה גמור פרדה דת רבי שי יסר אפילו דת הפצוע דקה כבי מאכל הבס ישראל ודה ביצוע דקה גסיני שקידיש בס קוין also different גירסה that he was מקדיש הבס קוין אינו פסל וכן רבי נחננו ולא כמו שקוסו בסבורם שקידיש בס ישראל אופי שגירסו יסקסו ובסעיף הרשי רשי ידה סגירסה פירש כן רשי ידה פרובלם So Rashi made a mepecha because of this girsa. Aber girsa ksuvim yisayver bein chananu, kamay shepirashti, the girsa is that a psua dake, baskoyin married a psua dake, shalv does apostle, doesn't apostle, so memele shalom al Yisrael. That's, so Tosfos is chelek on Rashi. Bekitza, we had before, that Rabbi Shaya had said that and this also the Ptsua Daka Koyin is totally in the Machlokes Rameyan Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon the Gemara said me my the whole Svar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon is that they said Shekein Yeshlo Lahachel B'moke Mache a Ptsua Daka can be Machel anywhere you don't need the Yeshlo Lahachel B'moke Mache Let us go for it. V'chitei mochin nami yeshlo lahachel babas geirim. No, maybe a pitzua daka can also be machel babas geirim. Eisis lachere, if you learn kahal geirim lo ikro kol, pitzua daka is also lovi bekal Hashem, kahal geirim lo ikro kol, so mamela pitzua daka can be machel babas geirim. ומי בוי בוי לא רב יויכן מרב ישעיה ולא יפושק לא רב יויכן אנס רב ישעיה לשעילה if פצוע דק was נוסע בסגרם if they eat תרומה or not and רב ישעיה wasn't פושק it and this is the same רב ישעיה said it for דובר פושק that according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, they could be machel. And Rabbi Shai himself, it wasn't poshut to Shai, he never said that a Ptsua Daka can be machel, a Ptsua Daka coin can be machel a Giyaris. Yeah. Let us see Rashi. The Bas Geirim, the Kesava Kal Geirim Lo Ikro Kol, ואינם בכלל ירבו יפצו את דקה, ונויסו בהתה, ומאכילו בתרומה, מאכילו תרומה. רבוי מנה רבי יחן מרבי ישעי, לקמם בשמייטן, לא פושט לי, אם מאכילו בתרומה, לא, never was פושט, so you can't say that's the... That's the svar of Rabbi Shaya that Ptzua Daka is a machel, and the whole svar of Rabbi Shaya is because So now we have a kasha and Rabbi Shaya. So how could Rabbi Shaya say for double poshet that according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon? And it's also lepzu adake koyin dalitrum. It's ein leilahach b'mokimache. Zok the Gemara itma. So we learned two terutzim on this kasha and Rabbi Yeshay. That means we have to find that a pzu adake should be a machel. Is Abaya Oma Hoyo Umachilo Belo Yedo'o. So Abaya said, a Ptzua Dake is Machel, an Ishe, if he wasn't Boyle. Let us see what Rashi says. Hoyo Umachel Belo Yedo'o. Hoyo Nosi Koyin Isha. What is the din if a Koyin was a nosui, he made nisuin in a ishe, vaychelis betrume. So this was, there was kedushin beheter, nisuin beheter, vaychelis betrume. She was eating trume. Vinase ptsuadake. And after the nisuin, he became a ptsuadake. So the din is like this. Ubo leho, if he was boil her afterwards, leisaychel betrume. The Shabi Chalolo, then she became a Chalolo. Nachamol Zutrashi Chalolo. The Nivalolo Posolo. The Imlo Yedo Mishenase Ptsuadake. But, what if he wasn't boil her yet? Harei Zu Eicheles. So she's permitted to continue eat Tume, even though she's Nosei to Ptsuadake. Mishni Bepeire Kaol. Alme motzino patsue daka koyin machel b'moki macher. That means that was the tain of the chachomim. If this person is a machel, so he can be a poisel, or since he's a machel, so he can be machel her also. So we find a patsue daka that is a machel. If there was nisuyim beheta, and afterwards he became a patsue daka. Hilka. Because he could be machel, but moki machel, heiched lo yedo. That was Abaye's pshat from Rabbi Shaya. Rava Oma, Rava said, I have another case that a ptzua dak is a machel. Hoyul umachilo ba'avodo v'shivchoy sabaknani. A ptzua dak a koin is a machel. He has an eved. So he's machel betrume, then kin yekaspe yoichlo belachme. So they'll eat trume. The Rava said, "Hayu machila ba'avoda v'shivchoy sevaknani." A ptzua daka is a machel to zavod. So we have two mahalchim to be miyashiv Rabbi Shaya. Abaye said, "Hayu umachila b'lo yedo," and Rava said, "Hayu machila b'shivchoy sevaknani." Abaye loy oma kerove. Abaye didn't want to say rovish tiktaire. Kinyin de ishos, mikinyin de ishos yafino. That means we want to say that this kinyin should be machel because it could be machel another kinyin. That means, so if, that's the svar of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. If this koyin could be machel, with a Kenyan Ishus, another woman, he could be machel this woman also. Or according to Tosis, if he could be machel another woman, so he doesn't passel this woman. That's Kenyan the Ishus, me Kenyan the Ishus, Yafina. For Yafina, Kenyan the Ishus, me Kenyan the Avod. I mean, it's a different type of a Kenyan. This a Kenyan Ishus, this a Kenyan Abdul. So you can't learn one from the other. Right? That's why Abai did not want to say like Rav. V'rove lo'i omar k'Abai. Rav did not want to say like Abai. Shani hosom shekva ochlo. So Rav held that in the case of lo yidah, snapshot is not a psuedake can be a machalit chatchile. The whole svore of Rav Lezer Shimon is, since this person is a machal, some mele, say we won't passel the baskoyin, or he can be machal abas yisro, but he has to be a machal. This person is not a machal. If he patuadake will marry, he can't be machal. If she had started to eat already, there was a nisuyin beheta, and she started eating, so she continues her achila, kolzman is not boyova. Hosom shekvar ochlo. So the mele, so that's not called, that's not sufficient. The Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Shimon said, sheyesh loy lahachel b'moke machel. He's not a machel. If it's shekvar ochlo, so then it's nimshach, the schusei achila. Abaye. So what's that kibshat in Abaye? He's not a machel. He's not ain loy lahachel. It's shekvar ochlo, the schusei achila, but nimshach. Abaye shekvar ochlo loyimrin. There's no such thing that since she ate, she can continue eating. Pshat is, he's machal now. The ilay teima hochi, bas Yisroel shenises lekoyin umis. A bas Yisroel that married a koyin, and then the koyin died. Teichel shekva ochla. Is there such a thing that the previous schusim continue? There's no such thing. Abbas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, she ate Ruma, the Kohen died, finished. So there's no such inyan of you can be Mamshech, the previous halachas. No. If he's a Machel now, so then the good, but there's no such thing, you Mamshech, the previous dinim. I bring you a raya. Abbas Yisrael, Shanisul Kohenim, is Teichel Shekvar Ochlo. The Rove Hosam Pokim Kinyonel over there, when he died. So the whole Kinyon became Nifka. So if I say so, the Kinyon became Nifka, so Memela, so she can't eat. Ocheloi Poki Kinyonel. That means the Kinyon he has. No, the Shaila is, why can she eat? Why can this Kinyon, if there's still a Kinyan, why can the continuum be Machal, even though now he's a Petsuadake? So that's called Shekvar Ochlo. That means if there is an existing Kinyan, then there's a Svar of Kvar Ochlo. If there is, but that doesn't mean Sheyochel Ahachel. He's not a Machal. If the Kinyan is existing, so this Chusi Achila remains. That's not called Yochel Ahachel. So therefore, Rav said the Shiyochel Ahachel by Neved and Shivcha Knanis. Let us see Rashi. Itma Lishnuye Kushino. So by the Rav wanted to enter the Kashi, which was asked in Rabbi Shai. Hoyu umachilo belo yidor. Poya nosi koyin isha. A koyin was married to an isha, vaychelis petrumim, v'naso petzuadaka. Now he became a petzuadaka. Bo leho, leisecho petrumim, the shavich alola, the nivalola posolo. V'im lo yedo misha naso petzuadaka, reizu echelis, mishte pekorul, alma betzina petzuadaka, koyin machol b'mokemache, Hilkem, du shevere nami machel, kozman shleya sochalol. He's a machel someplace else. And Rove says, that's different, not he's a machel, shekva ochlo, kshibori. Period. So what did Rove say? Rove said that, Rove said that you can't bring a raya. You can't bring a raya from Ptsua Dake, because there it's Kvar Ochla. But in order to be able to be machel, you have to be now a machel. You have to be now a machel. I hear a shtikel ha'ore. We learned before a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos is our Gemara speaking about a bas koyin lekoyin or a bas yisroel lekoyin. Now, according to Rashi, we're speaking about Abbas Yisroel Lekoyin. Now, Abbas Yisroel Lekoyin, I understand very well, Rav is Tainan Abai. So Rav said, you want that he should be machel to her. When he should be machel to her? When is he bekoich to be machel to her if he's bekoich to be machel to someone else? If he's a machel to someone else, he can be a machel to her. Masha'in came by Petsua, Daki, Koin, Shlo Yoda, he's not a machel, Shekvar Ochlo. He's a machel. Her din remains. That's Pshad, not Pshad, he's a machel, her din remains. So you can't bring a raya from a Kvar Ochlo to say that since a Kvar Ochlo, since Kvar Ochlo can eat, so then he can be machel. You want to say more than is someplace else. But by someplace else, he can't be machel. He's only a kvar ochle. So I can be a machel over here. According to Rashi, it's beautiful, the Gemara. According to Tosfos, we're speaking about a bas koyin lekoyin. Now, a bas koyin lekoyin, before she married him, she was eating. She was a kvar ochle. Now the shaila is, does he take away her din achila? That's the shaila kori. Does he take away her din achila? Does he take away a din achila from a kvar ochla? Does he take away the din achila? So lechayre he can bring a raya from petzua dak, kozman shelo yido, just like over there, he doesn't take away the din achila. Here also speaking about a kvar ochla. Abbas Koyin Lekoyin is a Kvar Ochlo. She ate before she married him. So the whole shaila is, does he take away her din achila? So Lechayre, we could say let's bring a raya from a Kvar Ochlo. Why do you have to bring a raya from a machel? Bring a raya from a Kvar Ochlo. Just like over there, he doesn't take away from other din achila. So here also, he shouldn't take away from other din achila. I had the shtikel ha'ore according to Tosfos. I would want to say for 1 minute a shtikel teretz, but then we'll go further. There's a moiredike chazayin ish that says a chiddush which is mechudish tik. The chazayin ish says the din is that a bas koyin eats trumen. When she gets married to a Yisroel, she loses her schus to eat trumen. What happens when she gets married to a kohen? She's an orus to a kohen. No problems, no grush, everything. A kosher. Als who does she eat? Does she eat als her father? Does she eat als her husband? So the Chazon Ish says she can't eat als her father. Because the pasuk says she only eats als her father binurel based on a kozman, she was binurel. She wasn't married. The minute she gets married, she loses the schus achila from her father. Now she has to eat out the husband. Amir deke chazanish. So the chazanish says that a bas koyin lekoyin eats trume out her husband. Not out her father. So it comes out that if you according to Tosfos, you also have to be a machu. When a bas koyin gets married to a koyin, yes, before kasha, that a bas koyin is a kvar ochlo, is also a kvar ochlo. So lechayre, why can you bring a raya from a kvar ochlo to a kvar ochlo? It could be, according to the Chazon Ish, no, a bas koyin that gets married to a koyin, he has to be a machel, not a kvar ochlo. because she loses her father's din. Now she eats out the husband. Let us see the second Taisvis. The first Taisvis, we have to know the Gemara further. Abaye oma oil umachila b'lo yidor. Abaye said that oil umachila b'lo yidor, that he could be machil also, if he wouldn't be boil her. Taimen. So Taisvis asked, the b'loy yido gufa amay machal abay. How do we understand this? Why can you talk about machal b'loy yido? The mishtameres lebiya psulahi. She's mishtame lebiya psula. That means the whole svare of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon was, hoyo, she's machal someplace else. He's machal someplace else, so he can be machal here. So the whole koyach to be machal is because this is someplace else. So that was the someplace else. But here lo yedo. So now you have to understand iguvikasha. Why by lo yedo if he wasn't boyala? Why could he be machala? Iguvikasha. She's a mishtameres labi yipsula. So the only way the Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon explained the shita because there's someplace else. So where's there someplace else? Taimed the below you do gufa my machala baye. The mishtaberes will be a psuli. I'll say shekvaroch lo vataime shekvaroch lo leslay la baye. Abaye doesn't hold the svar of shekvaroch. He's doma besoma. So memele, so he gufa kashu. How do we understand this? Why is it that way? According to Abaye. Bishlam, according to Rav, it's very good. It's another kvar, that he could be machal to Tavodov, Bishlam, Aknanim. But according to Abaye, Shver. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. The Rav and Nami, Heichi Tomer, Shani Hosom, Shekva Ochla. He says, what did Rav say? Rav said that you can't bring a raya from lo yedo, because there's shekvar ochlo, there's a sor of shekvar ochlo. Halibe da rabbeloso kaime, we're going according to rabbeloso, hoche, da rabbeloso islay ba oru shekvar ochlo lo yamrinin, ahi masnisin gufe de lo yodo. Now this is going to explain. That means like this. We are explaining the Shita of Rabbi Loza Omar Rabbi Shaya. We explain the Shita of Rabbi Loza Omar Rabbi Shaya. And Rabbi Loza personally does not hold the Svara of Kva Ochlo. Kva Ochlo doesn't hold such a Svara. Where do we see this? Because this Mishnah that says, by Lo Yido, if he wasn't Boyalo, she eats Trumeh, The Gemara says later in the Oral as follows. Man tane mishtabares labi yipsula daraisa ochla. The Gemara asks, how do we understand the Mishnah? She's mishtabares labi yipsula daraisa. She's oimed lehi boil from a psula dake. So how can she eat trume? Oma rabbeloza b'machloike shnuye. Rabbeloza b'rab shimenhi. So he said, well, it's not a double muskim. She's talking mishtameres labi yipsula. According to Ramei, she can eat. According to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, you could eat. Period. Rabbi Yochanan and Oma. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this Mishnah is going a full according to Ramei. A full time Ramei, shani hosam shekva ochlo. So Mamela, we have here the Mishnah that's speaking about a ptsua, after Nisuin, the Kain became a ptsua daka. The Mishnah says, Kozman is not boiled, he's allowed to eat. She's allowed to eat tumme. The Gemara afenot asks the kasha, why is she allowed to eat tumme? So the machlik is Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lozo says, it goes according to Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Shimon that hold, there's no problem on Mishtameres labi yipsula. That's what Rabbi Lozo says. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's a lomdus of kvar ochlo, kvar ochlo, fila ramei is meide. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza doesn't know the svore of kvar ochlo. So the shayla is, what is Rabbi dinging sich with Abaye? Rabbi tells Abaye, says, you brought a raya from you're telling me that you could be machel up to a dakik. Yes, the kasha, where's he machel someplace else? So he's machel by lo yedo. So Rava said over there it's different. There it's kvarochlo. So Tosfos says we're talking according to Rabbi Elazar. We're explaining Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar does not hold the svar of kvar ochlo. So Abaye said a beautiful mahalach in Rabbi Elazar. So who's thinks of sich mit Abaye? Vieshleima. The time shekvar ochlo mahani lekula alma leinyan ze sheichelas. If you have, there was nesui heter. And then he became a Ptsuadake. So that she'echeles la'belozo v'Rab Shimon, afal pi she'en machel b'moke mache, even though he's not machel b'moke mache, is a sfora of kvarochlo. That means in this case, the first kasha is, why does he eat hake according to Abaye? There's no kvarochlo. Here you don't need there's no machel b'moke mache. So Tosfos says, here everyone is moide. Since it was nesuei heta, everyone holds the svar of kvar ochlo. V'loi polig rabbi loza a rabbi yoichinen, ele b'maide koma rabbi yoichinen, doicheles afilo rabbi meyer mitam shekvar ochlo. The whole machloikis is if Rab Meir, who's the big machmer, holds mishtameres labi yepsula, is not permitted to eat trume, if Rab Meir is also moide to the din of kvar ochle, the loichshive mishtameres labi yepsula, kiven the trilas achilosa havi nisuye kashres, vahavi, so Rab Yoichanan said, alumdes vavi keilu hein kayomim, vaoindim adayin shetoichal mikoicha. Rabbi Yochanan said a svore that a filler according to Rabbi Meir, if there were nesui heter, and she started eating off nesui heter, we consider, because money was in boiler, we still have the nesui heter that's bekoich the machu. Now the killer in Kayomim voidim adayim shetoichem ikoichem. And that, Rabbi Loza says, no, according to Rabbi Meir, no, according to Rameh, there's no such svara of kvar ochlo. That's what Rabbi Lozo said. That's according to Rameh. But according to Rabbi Lozo, everyone holds that there's a svara of kvar ochlo. Umaisi Abaye apetsue dako shekidesh. So now, Abaye brought a raya. We're saying that why, according to Rabbi Shaya, according to Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon, a Ptsua Daka Shekidish, Rabbi Shaya said we'll be able to eat Truma. Now, a Ptsua Daka Shekidish, there's no Kvar Ochlo. So Abaye said, there you can only be Machel, because you can be Machel, but Moke Mache. Maisi Abaye, a Ptsua Daka Shekidish, the Choshev Yeshla Lahache, but Moke Mache. So there's another place you could be Machel. Kivin Shemachel, below Yedo. So since Shemachel below Yedo, the Rove Sova, the Leichoshev Yeshlo Lahachel b'mokimache, that you can't be medame the Achille of Lo Yedo to a Ptsuadake Shekidish. Given they machel hosmei de maise shalachshav ela yedei shekva ochlo. He says, Abaye, Rove Tainet, you can't be medame the achile of lo yedo to abtsuadake koin shekidish. Abtsuadake koin shekidish, he has to be machil now. So memele to be a machil now, you can't say that he can be a machil now because he is a koyach by lo yedo to be mamshech an achile. Being bekoyach to be mamshech anachile does not give him a koyach now to be machel echadchile. That was Rav's theory. And Abaye said, no, you could be medame this. That you could be medame anachile of kvar ochlo That's also even the same. The ma'ase b'poyel is machel, even though the lomdus is al tzkvar ochlo. So therefore, petzuadak a koyin shekidish could be machel because he's a machel b'mochum acher, i.e. the lomdus of kvar ochlo.